به نام خدا، الهه روبین هستم، مدرس زبان انگلیسی و مکالمه از سرزمین تیزهوشان. امیدوارم که دانش آموزان عزیز سخت‌کوش پایه هفتم هم اکنون شنونده این برنامه باشند. خب، در وایس قبلی تا صفحه 7 انتهای پرکتیس 1 با هم مطالعه کردیم و الان توی این وایس هم از سر پرکتیس 2 introducing yourself موجود در صفحه 7 با هم مطالعه می کنیم. به نام خدا. Practice 2. Introducing yourself. Listen to the examples, then ask an answer with a classmate. So, in practice 2, we are going to introduce ourselves. We are going to tell our names to the person we meet. So, as you can see here, we have got two speakers. One of them asks the questions and the other one answers. So, what's your name? My name is Ali. I'm Ali. So, the question is asking about the person's name. What's your name? My name is. Or, I am. So, if your name is Mina, you say, my name is Mina or I'm Mina. What is the abbreviation form of what is? And names is the abbreviation form of name is. And then, I'm is similarly abbreviation form of I am. In the next part, we are going to understand about the difference between first name and last name. The question is, what's your first name? My first name is Mina. What's your last name? My last name is Karim. So, the person is called Mina Karim. Then Mina is first name and Karim is last. For example, if your name is Muhammad Kabiri, then Muhammad is your first name and Kabiri is your last name. So, I say, what's your name? The person would answer, my name's Muhammad. Or, I'm Muhammad. What's your first name? My first name is Muhammad. What's your last name? My last name is Kabiri. So here in this part, in practice 2, we understood about the difference between first and last name. On page 7, above the page, we can see a headline called Sounds and Letters. So the title would be Sounds and Letters. As you can see here, there are three letters written in dark blue. Your A, K, and M. The first, 11th, and 13th letter of the English alphabet. The first letter is called A. So, its name is A. It sounds A, like apple. Capital A, small A. The 11th letter of the English alphabet is called K. So, its name is K. It sounds K, like kite. The 13th letter of the alphabet English alphabet is called M. So, its name is M, it sounds M, like mouse. Capital M, small M. A, K, M, like apple, kite, and mouse. We should practice them. We should write about 5 or 6 lines from A, 5 or 6 lines from K, and in a similar way for. In the following part, we have got a conversation between a teacher and a student. Listen to the teacher greeting her students in class. Teacher: Hi class, I am Moradi, your English teacher. Hello Mrs. Moradi. Now, you say your names one by one. You please, what's your name?
I'm Kimia Komijani.
Excuse me, how do you spell your last name?
Komijani.
K-O-M-I-J-A-N-I.
M I J A N I.
Thank you, Kimia. Now, you please say your name.
My name is...
Can you spell your name?
So, here in this conversation between the teacher and the class, we learned about talking our name, spelling our last name, and these things. So here, now you should be able to spell your name. What is spell? For example, imagine your name is Ali. Your first name is Ali. Then, I ask a question. Can you spell your name? You say yes. Ali, A-L-I. You're spelling your name. If you spell your name, you divide the letters of the word and then say. If your first name is Mina, I ask you to spell it. I say, can you spell your name, Mina? You say yes. M-I-N-A. Now you're spelling your name. So, there are two ways to ask the students or your friends to spell their names. Number one, can you spell your name? Number two, how do you spell your name? It can't be a name even. It can be a word. I say, fridge. Then you tell me, oh teacher, can you spell the word? How do you spell fridge? Can you spell fridge? How do you spell fridge? I say F-R-I-D-G-E. I am spelling the word. On page 9, first part above, you have got the listening and reading part. You should listen to the conversations and check the correct items. So, you are going to listen to two conversations. Conversation 1, conversation 2. In each conversation, you should listen and understand the first and last names of the people talking. And then, you should tick the correct items. In next part, you should be able to do a group work. You should talk to 3 classmates and fill out the table below. You have got a table. It has got 3 rows and 4 columns. In the first column, it's written your classmates' first name, last name. So, you should talk to 3 classmates. Classmate 1, what is the first name? What is the last name? So, you should ask them, what's your first name? What's your last name? Can you spell your first name? Can you spell your last name? You should repeat it 3 times. In the last part on page 9, the title is your conversation. So now here you should be able to make a conversation with your classmates or any other student. You should greet them. It means you should say hi or hello and then say how are you. So student A says hi, how are you? And then student B should answer. Afterwards, student A ask about the name and student B answers. I make a conversation. A sample conversation is given to you right now. Hi, how are you? Hi, fine, thanks.
My name is Mina. What's your name?
My name is Mariam.
Can you spell your name, Mina?
Yes. M-I-N-A.
It is the end of lesson 1. I really hope that you could learn every point of lesson 1 in these 2 recordings. So, I hope that you can accompany me in the rest of lessons for learning English in grade 7. Thanks a lot for accompanying me.
برای دریافت فیلم‌های آموزشی، بانک سوال تیز هوشان، بانک اطلاعات مدارس، فایل‌های صوتی مشاوره‌ای با ما در tizland.ir همراه باشید.